The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara brings down a machlokes. The machlokes is, Rav Papa says that, Rav Papa tries to bring a raya that a isha could be koveya vest bimei zivasa. His raya is from a braisa that says, hoysa lumud aliyas raya liyayim tezvav v'shintz liyayim chaf zevazas ruma. If a woman used to have a vest haflaga for 15 days to 15 days, and then she changes to 20 days, so both of them are aser. Varm Rabbi Yudam Rishmuel, lo yishanu al tesvav l'tfilasa. This is only said about tesvav l'tfilasa, that she's used to seeing 15 days after the day that she goes to the mikvah. She'im chav beiz l'riyasa, which is 22 days after she actually started having her riyas nida. After the beginning, the onset of her period. V'shinsel yim chav zayin. And then she changes her vest to the 27th day after the onset of her period, the chihadri va'asu esr matarati kaim ala b'seichem ezi vasa. Because now when the next 22 day comes along, it's going to be b'teichem ezi vasa. Why? Because if you're going to calculate and say that the same way that she saw from she used to see from 22 to 22, and now she waited an extra 5 days. So if you calculate from the day that she should have seen from the 22nd day to the next to 22 days after that, you're only going to end up with 17 days, which is b'teichim ezivasa. So you see that a woman could be kaveya a vest, could establish a vest b'teichim ezivasa. So the Gemara explains, a papa holds Esther Matartin me Esther Matartin Meninon. If a woman has a vest aflaga where she generally sees from every 22nd day, then even if one cycle she doesn't see until the 27th day, nevertheless, we're going to calculate the vest aflaga from when she ordinarily would have seen, which would have been the 22nd day, and you would calculate that the vest would then occur on the 17th day from the day that the actual onset of her period. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua argues. He said, "Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua l'Rapapa Mimai." How do you know that this is true? Delma Esther Matarta Nami Esther Mazayin Maninon. Maybe the way to calculate it would be that if she's generally her period is on the 22nd day, then you wouldn't calculate from the day when she should have seen. You would calculate the vest aflaga from the day when she actually did see. And he proves it from a chicken that lays eggs, and she lays every other day. So it's unreasonable to assume that if the chicken skips one of the days and lays on the third day, that she would then automatically lay an egg the immediate day afterwards on the fourth day. She would rather wait another day to the fifth day. So this machloik is between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, how we calculate a vest haflaga, whether we calculate from the day when the woman should have had her period, or from the day when she actually did have her period, is the basis of a very big machloikis in the Achroinim, and there are very major nafkaminas to our daily lives from this machloikis. The Torah brings down a Ramban, and the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Ramban. The case is approximately as follows. The Beis Yosef is medayik the following halacha. If a woman has a vest haflaga, where she generally sees on the 20th day after the onset of her period, and so she sees one day, and then she sees 20 days later. And then, instead of seeing 20 days later, she sees in middle. She sees, let's say, after on day 12. So if she sees on day 12, so the Beis Yosef is medayik. He infers from the Lashon HaRamban, from the language of the Ramban that the Torah brings down, that she would not have to be concerned that she'll see on the 9th day after the onset of this period, which would be 20 days from the second Riyah. In other words, a woman has one Riyah, another Riyah after 20 days, and another Riyah after 12 days. So the question is, do you have to be concerned about 20 days from the second Riyah, which is only 8 days, 9 days after the third Riyah? In other words, you have a Riya breaking up in the middle of Aflaga. So do I have to be concerned about the day when the Riya would be had this middle Riya that breaks up the Aflaga not have happened? So the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Ramban that you do not have to be concerned about that. The Ramah argues in the Beis Yosef, and he says that despite the fact that there was a Riya in the middle of when this Haflaga would have technically been, you nevertheless have to ignore that Riya in the middle and assume that it didn't happen and be concerned about a Riya on the 20th day, ki'ilu that Riya in the middle had not broken up the Haflaga. So the Bach asks on the Ramah from our Gemara. He says, you're right, according to our Papa, perhaps the Ramah is right, that we would ignore the middle Riya and say, make believe the middle Riya didn't happen and the woman will see on the 20th day from the second Riya, even though there's a third Riya breaking up in the middle. But according to Rav Huna Yeshua argues on that. Rav Huna Yeshua says that you don't make that kind of calculation. You don't ignore the fact that the Riya changed over, that something changed about the Haflaga. And you say you have to deal with the present day situation where the Haflaga, it didn't actually happen the way it should have happened. And the Haflaga rather now will have to be counted from the third Riya, and you would have to count 20 days from the third Riya. The Taz argues on the Bach. And the Taz says that the Bach is to a certain extent misquoting Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, and he is and Rashi is mashma, not like the Bach. Why is that? Because the Taz makes a very, very basic distinction between the case of the Gemara and the case of the Ramah. In the case of the Gemara, a woman had seen on number one, she had seen 22nd days after that on the 22nd day. And then the third Riya was not in middle, it was 27 days. It was after 27 days. So she pushed it off. The argument between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rebbe Rabbi Yeshua is, do we make believe that a Riya transpired on the 22nd day after the second Riya? Instead of waiting till the 27th, they will make believe that the Riya happened a few days earlier since it should have happened then, and calculate from the day when the Riya should have happened. That Rav Huna Yeshua says we don't do. However, in the case of the Ramah, there was a Riya that happened earlier that broke up the Haflaga. The question now that we're dealing with is, do we have to say that that Riya destroys the Haflaga that we're in the middle of? That, says the Taz, is not muchach from the Gemara. The Gemara is just saying we don't create a Riya where there wasn't any Riya to start basing the Haflaga and use that imaginary Riya as the first day of the Haflaga. However, if you do have that Riya, if that Riya does exist, even though the Haflaga that should have happened is broken up, that doesn't affect me. And he's medayik like that from Rashi. When Rashi explains Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua's Svara, when he explains what his reasoning is, he says as follows. The Imishum, Rav Huna Mishu is saying that we can't calculate from the imaginary Riyah. He says, why? The Imishum Shu Yem Chav Beiz Liyem Haroi Law, if you're going to tell me that we should calculate from the imaginary Riyah, because now we're 22nd days after that imaginary Riyah should have transpired, Ein Zed Derech Hachizeres Levesta, Lekatzer Yemei Tarasa, Ulamaher Yemei Riyasa, Kadei Shiyavi, Lufi Cheshvin Shal Tchila, El Chizeres, Vekoivas, One second, I'm sorry. I'm quoting the wrong part of Rashi. One second. The Taz reason Rashi is follows. She calls him Timna Miyoim Shoy Salamudalaris Nimsu Shikhashesh Shemayakdim Lovi Zman Kotzer. If you base yourself off of the imaginary Riya, so you're saying that the next Riya is going to happen sooner. In other words, you're saying it should happen from the 22nd, when really she only saw on the 27th. So you're basically saying that she's seeing 17 days after the Riya. So you're assuming that she's going to have a shorter cycle this time. And the argument against that is that no, that what actually happened was that her original cycle was pushed off 5 days. So why should the fact that the first cycle gets pushed off for 5 days make me think that the next cycle will be shortened? That's the argument against Rav Papa. But in our case, it's the other way around. There was an extra Riya in the middle. So the fact that there's an extra Riya in the middle wouldn't be a reason for me to say that it can't be that she'll see her expected Riyah, 20 days after the second Riyah. Because to the contrary, the fact that she has extra Riyahs should be all the more reason for me to be Chayshish that she's going to see sooner rather than later. In the Gemara's case, where the intermediate period was longer, so the fact that it's longer gives me reason to stop and say, maybe it's unlikely that she'll see sooner. But in the case of the Ramah, where she actually did see sooner, the fact that the Riyah is broken up will not affect me in any way. That's the Taz's argument. He's Medayik from Rashi on our Gemara. Now, the Shach argues on the Taz. He says, you're right. You're 100% right. The reasoning of Rav Huna ben Yeshua is because we don't create an imaginary Riyah. That's true. So again, so that reasoning obviously would not apply in the Ramah's case, and the Ramah could theoretically be right, because in the Ramah's case, we don't have to create an imaginary Riyah. So the Bach's taina on the Ramah is wrong. But the Shach says, I disagree with the Ramah for a different reason completely. My disagreement with the Ramah is, because in the case of it's true that the Gemara's reasoning or Huna Yeshua's reasoning doesn't apply, but there's another equally valid reasoning over here that we should apply to this case. And that reasoning is that this haflaga once the woman sees 12 days after the onset of a period, she automatically destroyed the original haflaga. In the Gemara's case, we're talking about a vest kavua. In a Ves Kavua, you can't be Iker of Ves Kavua. You can't destroy a Ves Kavua by just having one change from that Ves Kavua. So in the Gemara's case, where she's seen every 22nd day for many times. She's seen it three times. So now she has to be Chayshish for that Ves Kavua. Now what happens is that she has so the Gemara says if there's a longer Riyah, so we don't create an imaginary Riyah. So the Taz is being Medayik, very good from Rashi, that if the Riyah would have been shorter, then you would have to be Chayshish for the 22nd day from the second Riyah, let's call it. That's true. Because you weren't Iker the original vest. Why? Because the original vest was Kavua. And now, even though you had a shorter Haflaga, that shorter Haflaga doesn't tell me that I have to disregard the longer Haflaga. Because the longer Haflaga was the vest Kavua. You can't be Iker with one time. So Mamela, the Taz is right in his reasoning that you don't break up Haflaga and stop being Chayshish because of the fact that there's a Riyah in middle. The Riyah in middle doesn't break the Haflaga. That's true. But the fact that there's a short haflaga has a halacha of a hakira on a longer haflaga. So if I just have one long haflaga, and then I have a short haflaga afterwards, the reason why I'm not chayshish for the Riyah 20 days after the second Riyah is not because I have a break in that haflaga, but because I proved that that longer haflaga is not true, and rather this woman sees in short haflagas. So in other words, if you had a woman who had 20-day haflagas, and then she had three times 10 days haflagas, according to the Shach, she will be oiker the 20-day haflaga. So the Shach is saying a very big chiddush, that once a woman has a short haflaga, that automatically is oiker a longer haflaga. The Beis Meir argues on the Shach, and the Beis Meir goes along with the Bach's reasoning. He says that even though the Taz might be right, that it's not mucha from that Gemara, he says that it's mucha from a different Gemara, that Rav Huna Rav Yeshua argues, even in a case where I don't have to create an imaginary Riyah, but rather where the Haflaga is broken up, that there's such a thing as a break in Haflaga. So let's just summarize the Shittas over here. The Beis Yosef says that there's such a thing as breaking up Haflaga. And the Bach agrees to the Beis Yosef. They go, and the Plessy goes along with that, and the Beis Meir, that once a haflaga is broken, you're not going to be chayshish ki'ilu it wasn't broken up. That's the svar of the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Beis Meir and the Plessy. However, the Taz holds that there's no such thing as breaking a haflaga. All of these opinions don't hold of what the Shach says, that the Shach is mechadish a new thing, that there's such a thing as a small haflaga being oiker a bigger haflaga. The Shach says in the first machlokes, I agree with the Taz and the Darkei Moshe that a break in haflaga is nothing. It doesn't break the haflaga. However, a small haflaga is oiker a bigger haflaga. Even though I can't prove from the smaller haflaga that she wouldn't have seen the bigger haflaga, because maybe she would have seen the bigger haflaga, maybe it just happened prematurely, but if she would have waited longer, she would have seen then also. Nevertheless, the shach holds that the small haflaga is oiker the bigger haflaga. The reasoning of those who hold that the small haflaga is not oiker the big haflaga is because the way that they understand the concept of haflaga is that a woman will build up only a certain amount of dam in her body, and then she's going to have to let go of that dam. So since that's the reasoning, so if a woman has established, or even if she hasn't established, if one time she has shown us that she can't get past day 20, so even if the next time she only stops by 10, that doesn't mean she'll be able to get past day 20. I still have to be chayshish that her body won't be able to contain 20 days of dam. So, and the shach holds that no, that the concept of haflaga is that she's establishing how many days are between the periods, and it's not going to make a difference to me that she hasn't proven to us that she can hold it past day 20. I just wanted to say an interesting svara that I was thinking to explain the shita of Rapapa, for example, and the shita of the Ramah and the other achronim, that they go, Rapapa, for example, says that we create imaginary aflagas, and the Ramah says that a break in aflaga is not a problem. I wanted to explain that these shitas l'chayra don't understand that the way aflaga works, that the woman builds up a certain amount of dam, and then she can't hold that dam anymore, and then she lets go of it. And therefore, since that's the way to understand the haflaga, so it will be very sure. How can you understand like Rapapa? Rapapa says that if a woman is used to seeing from 22 to 22, and then all of a sudden she goes to 27, so we imagine as though she had seen on 22. Why should we imagine that? The only thing we established is that the woman's body can't deal with more than 22 days of dam. She just let go on the 27th, so she's totally empty now. Now she should be able to wait another 22 days. That's the reasoning of the Taz and everybody who's chaylik on Rav Huna Rishua. They all go that it's impossible to prove to have to be chayshish from the day when she imaginarily would have seen. I wanted to explain a little bit of a different understanding. It could be it's based on the fact that her body can't contain a certain amount of dam, but I think the reasoning over here is slightly different. The reasoning is that the woman's body establishes a pattern based on what she usually is able to contain. In other words, it's not like she can't hold in more dam than that. It's not like she must let go or she can't let go earlier. That's not the cheshbon over here. The woman's body makes a cheshbon based on what she generally is able to hold in, and she sets her clock, she sets her biological clock to be able to release the dam at certain predetermined dates. This may be based on the fact that her body doesn't want to hold more dam than a certain amount, and it builds up at a certain pace, whatever it is. But once that metzias is there, the woman's body sets its biological clock and tells the woman when to let go. So now, Rapapa holds, we certainly will create imaginary rius, because the woman's not going to change around her biological clock just because something unexpected happened and pushed her off for 5 days. Her biological clock is still set from 22nd to 22nd, and she's going to revert back to that, to what her original cycle was, as soon as that event stopped transpiring.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.